Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today, at Patrice Lene of Invest Her Business. Patrice, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I just appreciate being here.
No problem. I appreciate you for taking some time out. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Patrice so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. Patrice has all the instability of an entrepreneur. She uses the term instability because this quality represents the journey of the entrepreneur in spirit in the process to the goal. Layered along with discipline and process, Patrice has gained the wisdom and full understanding that you fail your way to success. Patrice, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, so much to say, so little time.
Exactly. So let's do it. So let's jump right in. So the first thing I wanted to do is hear more about what I call your CEO story.
Oh my goodness. I actually was around the age of 21. I was living in LA at the time, and I had this, I was basically in school for business. It was merchandise marketing, but the core focus of my program was for entrepreneurs. And I needed the money. It was LA.
Yes. It's funny. I hear that a lot, especially with people going to usually it's New York or LA, especially is that, okay, I'm just going to pack up everything. And I'm going to go and try to, you know, make my dreams into a reality. But obviously you don't have to be in either of those two places just to make that happen. But a lot of times you do have to kind of burn those bridges, because if you don't, you always try to swim back to the shore.
And there is a level of discomfort that comes with entrepreneurship. I find that oftentimes the comfort is the thing that hinders more than not. I probably wouldn't have been as inclined to just jump into it, but I had bills and I had life and I had to, and I had dreams, and that was the goal, to be able to move forward in that vein. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard this phrase, and I always say it myself, is there's no pressure, no diamond. So sometimes it's bills, sometimes that's responsibilities, sometimes it's the fact that you did burn the boats, and you have to figure out how to swim to get to where you need to be. But a lot of the times that's really where, you know, those really great opportunities happen, because you have that pressure, and how you kind of respond and react to that pressure is usually when things take off.
Oh, definitely. I would definitely agree. And also it being just, I find that a lot of entrepreneurs, they're oftentimes wired a little different from the start. I can see it. I can smell I'll say just someone who's kind of naturally just, they have that thing, you know, in them. There is a little bit of that too. And, you know, there's some grace. There's a few other things involved in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny that you say that. I remember that a lot of times when I was younger as well, too, just not understanding that that wasn't what everybody else wanted. And sometimes you're going on a different path. And you're like, why isn't everybody else wanting to go on the same path? But that's part of what, you know, makes entrepreneurs a different breed, as you kind of focused on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice. And I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear about Invest Her. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with that?
Investor business coaching. It's so what I do is basically I come in and I take an idea, a dream, and I pretty much bring the resources, the tools, and the plan to get you going. So I'm the tough one. I'm the one who doesn't, you know, it's not the fun stuff. It's like, okay, you know, I love to bring people the resources that they need. Okay, you have an idea, you have a dream, that's awesome, that's great. So now we have to actually put it into practicality. We actually have to take this idea and bring it from the conceptual phase to, you know, the real right here, right now.
Yeah.
So I bring in the plan, how to get it done. And that is what I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I always usually say like execution is everything. And a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of people that have, like you said, really great ideas for products or services, whatever it might be. But the difference between those who become the most successful is, you know, being able to execute on that and have people like yourself that's able to kind of guide them and hold yourself and their team accountable to make sure you're getting the yes. things done to make that happen is definitely essential.
Yes. Yes. I just wish that there was more of that. There are a lot of businesses that are constantly being started, but people don't really understand the difference between, you know, there's a testing phase and then there is an actual business phase. You know what I mean? There mm-hmm. are so many different elements, and I try and educate people that, now, you know what? I think I'll wait.
Yeah. I'll dive into that. Yeah, that makes sense, because a lot of times, you know, that's the difference between having something and not. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce. And this is could be your unique selling proposition. What you feel kind of differentiates you or your organization and sets you apart?
I think the difference is simply I just have the ability to I'm very solution oriented, but that's not really the sauce. The sauce is the fact that I think what I've come to realize over the last 9 years, is that it's not just business that you're focused on. And I think that a lot of people drive home business, but what I feel like my secret sauce is connecting with the person's soul, their spirit, and starting to rework the way that they see themselves, the way that they see life, and the way that they even see business. Business is not just business. Business is purpose. Business is destiny. You know, it's a part of, it's not, you know, it's one aspect of that, you know, your mind, body, soul. And I think the difference is I focus on everything. I don't just focus on that aspect of you.
Yeah, no, that hits home, and that makes perfect sense, because a lot of times, like you mentioned, a lot of people that might not be able to get to that next level, it's not necessarily because they're not doing the things that they're supposed to do. Sometimes it's some underlying issue that might have happened when they were 5 years old or when they were 25 yes. or whatever, and they continue to hold on to that, but not being able to look at the entire picture, just saying, oh, well, you're not doing enough sales calls. That may not necessarily be exactly yes. what it is, because they might be doing some type of self-sabotage. Do you find that?
Yes. 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 You're so on point with that. Half of my calls, instead of it being business, they overflow into, you know, trying to actually build up this theme of the human being. It always it will end up overflowing. When you start to dig deeper, you find that there are layers and layers and layers to a person's business, not either A, just not going anywhere, just stagnant, or be kind of in this phase where it's doing well, but they can't get to the next level, or C, you know, them not fully understanding the business aspect to business.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it's funny, because I know I was one of the books that everybody always talks about is one of the greatest books is like, not Rich Dad Poor Dad, but by Napoleon Hill, cannot remember the name. Think and Grow Rich.
Yes.
One of the big things he has in there, he talks a lot about usually our biggest impediment to us being successful sometimes is our self-confidence and our self-esteem, which you just kind of spoke to, because a lot of times we don't have that, and we can kind of create pitfalls or create issues mm-hmm. or things all around us when in reality we're trying to make it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Well, I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
This is good. I have so many of them that I have learned over the years. One of my hacks, I complete my week in terms of what I'm going to do prior to ever experiencing the week. And I'm talking about, it is so detailed that when I go throughout my day, I maximize my day to the fullest. Now this is, it might seem small, but it can revolutionize your business, because when you are in business and you're doing your tasks, like for instance, you might have emails this day, you might have this that day. But what you'll find is you can get lost anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so many good ones that I'm like, oh, so many came, but that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to add some more on. We'll do a take two. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget, and this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
That you have to. Well, firstly, you have to outsource the things that you are subpar at, because you'll spend a lot of time wasting time trying to learn certain aspects of your business versus outsource the things that you don't really, that you're not really great at. And you'll lose a lot of money where you could have that time could have been used more efficiently to do things that would benefit your business and push it forward, while you just spent the money to outsource certain things you should not. Just if you're not good at it, if you do not know how to, you know, certain things, just now, if you don't get me wrong, we learn as we go in entrepreneurship. You know as well, you know you have to learn certain things, and some certain things you will not know until you get in. But when you have the opportunity to outsource certain aspects of business, do it. The things that you can afford to do. The nugget that I share when I speak, the nugget that I often hear no one has received, is that the world will teach you that it's one business. That's not true. You have two businesses. You have your business, then you have the business surrounding your business, which is the marketing, the, you know, all the paperwork, the legal stuff. That is a completely different thing. And the reason why I like to say it like that is because I find that when people go into business, they think it's just, oh, great, I get to bring my product and my service and my packaging and me to the table. But there is a whole nother side that is unattractive, that goes ignored, you know, called, you know, paperwork and your taxes.
And now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Patrice, I want to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Oh my goodness. It doesn't mean, in my opinion, what everybody thinks it means from the outside looking in. It means working your butt off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It means being an absolute go-getter, consistently hitting it every day. Every day is not the same. Sometimes you will come across things that you don't even know what, how that occurred, but you have to get it done. I think a CEO is a resilient person who has the capacity to figure it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I love that definition. I love that perspective. So Patrice, I appreciate your time. What I want to do is pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and our listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
Okay. So yes, there are a few things. I want to just say, be solution oriented. Everything is my go-to quote is everything is figure outable. I believe that, you cannot come into entrepreneurship and fold because you don't know. You have to figure out what to do, how to get it done. There's always a solution. It might not be ideal. It might not be perfect, but there's always a way around situations. But you have to be resilient. You have to be consistent. You will want to give up. You will want to. It truly is a failing to the finish line type of thing. You don't learn by not ever getting out there. You have to jump first. Calculate it, but definitely jump. Because once you get going, the opportunities begin to flow. They begin to come. Doors begin to open, but they don't open up with you just sitting on the sidelines. You have to be consistent. Consistency, having a plan, and always trying to figure it out. Having your own, as you said, unique selling point is imperative. Knowing who you are, being innovative without going all the way off the rails to figure it out. You know, those things are important. Very important.
Makes perfect sense. And people that want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can contact me at PatriceLenae@investherbusiness.com. I will answer you immediately or as soon as I can. Generally, it will be very quickly.
Awesome. And we'll have those links in the show notes as well. But I appreciate you, Patrice, for your time and all the awesome things that you're doing. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right. And I'll cut it off
here.
Have
a good one. Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Patrice. I appreciate your time again and all the hacks
Thanks
that you gave us.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. I hope you have a great rest of the day again.
Okay. You too.
All right. And I'll cut it off here.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.